It's a time of year where we dream and set goals for the next 12 months. But sometimes it can be hard to know where to start. Download a free ebook, 8 Steps to Creating Well Soul Rhythms, to guide you through a meaningful process of seeking God and creating goals and rhythms to do the work God has given you to do, whether in your career or personal life. For your free ebook, see the link in the notes for your copy. Welcome to the Well Soul Podcast, where we pause to drink in scripture, reflect, and pray. I am your host, Shauna Scott, and sometimes life leaves our souls feeling parched. So come to the well of living water that never runs dry. Last episode, we started the Life of Jesus series in our Story of the Gospel journey, where we meditated on Jesus being tempted in the wilderness by Satan after his baptism. And we saw that the Word of God, Jesus, used God's Word, the book of Deuteronomy, to dispel the temptations of the enemy. The Word of God used God's Word to dispel the temptations of the enemy. God's Word has power. Today, we meditate on Jesus calling the 12 disciples. Now, I'd like us to remember there were many disciples that followed Jesus, and many women among them. In fact, women with means financially supported the ministry of Jesus and the 12. See Luke 8, 1-3. But the 12 disciples were a unique group of men that Ephesians later described as apostles or sent out ones, a part of the foundation of the church for all time. See Ephesians 2:20. So when we read the word disciple in our New Testaments, sometimes it refers to a mixed group of people who follow Jesus, and sometimes it means just the 12, because the 12 have a unique place in the story of the gospel, as we will see. With this in view, let's meditate on scripture today. Before I read, take a deep breath to quiet your mind to meditate on God's Word. Luke 6:12-19. One of those days, Jesus went to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. When morning came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he also designated apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James son of Alphaeus, Simon, who is called the Zealot, Judas son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. He went down to them and stood on a level place. A large crowd of his disciples was there, and a great number of people from all over Judea, from Jerusalem and from the coastal region around Tyre and Sidon, who had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Those troubled by impure spirits were cured. And the people all tried to touch him, because power was coming from him and healing them all. What did you notice as you listened to this passage? Meditate on this for a moment. Many people followed Jesus. Who wouldn't? A man who teaches with spiritual wisdom, supernatural power flows out of him to cure people. How could the son know which of these hordes of followers he was to pour into more intimately? In prayer. The God of the universe made flesh spent the night in prayer before he chose the 12, and one of whom he chose would betray him. When we need God's guidance in decision-making, how do we prepare? Do we ask our friends, our pastor, Google? Maybe we should spend extended time with the Father in prayer, like Jesus did. What is on your heart today? What decisions do you face? Spend a moment in prayer with the Father through faith in Jesus and ask for his guidance, or pray about anything else the Spirit brought to mind in today's passage. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one and only true God, we worship you. Father, thank you for your Son and his example of how we need to go about making decisions in our lives. He spent time in prayer with you. So teach us, God, how to seek you in places of prayer, for all the thoughts and decisions we need to make on a daily basis. Thank you for your word, God, and thank you for the 12 you chose who are part of the story of the gospel of our redemption. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me today on the Well Soul podcast for our Life of Jesus series through our story of the gospel journey. Remember to download your free ebook, 8 Steps to Creating Well Soul Rhythms, as you contemplate your goals for this next year. See the link in the show notes. In closing, I remember my late friend, Brian Vasquez, who made this podcast possible. God bless you, and I pray that you have a well soul.